What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Fergal Darcy.
Fergal Darcy.
Only on Today FM.
Whenever I get gloomy with the state of the world, I think about the arrivals gate at Dublin and Shannon Airport. General opinion starting to make out that we live in a world of hatred and greed. But I don't see that. It seems to me that love is everywhere. Often it's not particularly dignified or newsworthy, but it's always there. Fathers and sons, mothers and daughters, husbands and wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, old friends. When the pandemic hit in March of this year, as far as I know, none of the phone calls from ordinary people to others were messages of hate or revenge. They were all messages of love, telling each other that we can be together by being apart. If you look for it, I've got a sneaky feeling you'll find that love actually is all around.
For us to be, the place in which we were born, so neglected and torn apart. Every woman, every man, join the caravan of love. Stand up,
stand up,
stand up.
Everybody take a stand, join the caravan of love.
Stand up,
stand up,
stand up. I'm your brother. I'm your brother, don't you know? She's my sister. She's my sister, don't you know? We'll be living in a world of peace, and the day when everyone is free. We'll bring the young and the old. Won't you let your love flow from your heart?
Every woman, every man, join the caravan of love.
Stand up,
stand up,
stand up.
Everybody take a stand, join the caravan of love.
Stand up,
stand up.
Stand up, I'm your brother. I'm your brother, don't you know? She's my sister. She's my sister, don't you know? Are you ready?
Get ready.
people from the Blizzards along with the Lockdown a cappella Rockdown. 250 singers from the Mullingar area. What a brilliant group. Social Inclusion Project all came from Brezzy's Where's My Mind podcast, and what a way to open the show today. Remember, it's all about you. It's all about a very Irish Christmas. It's all about celebrating what it means to be Irish at Christmas. And all through the show, we want you to send us your messages to your loved ones. Just like this.
Ho, 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 and a very Merry Christmas to my gorgeous sister Lorraine and her husband Chet, who are all the way over in Pleasanton in California. We won't be seeing you this Christmas, you won't be getting home, but I guess we will be seeing you over FaceTime. So just letting you know that you aren't far from our thoughts, and we just wanted to wish you a very Merry Christmas. So that's from Mam and Dad, Sandra, me, Denise, Grace and Hazel, Luke and Isabel, Dominic and Con. A very Merry Christmas, and ho, ho, ho.
Fergal Darcy, legend. Just wanted to give a shout out, if I could, to the Hadnett family down in Dingle, from Mark, Ali, Sophia and Aria over here in New Jersey. We wish we could be there with you guys for Christmas. Unfortunately, that is not the case with everything going on. But we love you guys, and we will see you guys shortly. To anyone else out there that is missing a loved one or doesn't have a loved one with them for Christmas, happy Christmas, everyone. Happy Christmas to you, Fergal. Take care.
Remember, it's all about your messages today to your loved ones. And we got some special guests on the way too. I'm going to be chatting to Ruthann very shortly, all about Irish women in harmony. First up, the script, it is all Irish today. Superheroes for all those people on the front line. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to invite my next guest on the line. Ruthann, how are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
I'm in great fun. Thank you so much for joining me today. What does it mean to be Irish at Christmas time to you, Ruthie?
It means being with your loved ones. It means getting drunk, listening to Fairy Tale of New York and singing it out of your lungs.
Now, are you going to get home this year?
I'm actually not this year. I was home in December for a bit, but I have come back because it's my fiancé's turn with his family. So we have to switch, and he's from the UK. So every other year I'm in the UK. But I got to luckily spend time with my family in December, so like this month. So it's been, I got to kind of have our own little Christmas vibe.
Yeah, but you are one of the people who is away from home for Christmas. So this is quite relevant, this show to you, this very Irish Christmas show.
It is. It is. I did it last year.
Yeah, and you nailed it last year. Well, this year is even more important because you've brought something amazing to the table with a phenomenal group of ladies in Irish music. And this is all in aid of the ISPCC Childline. Now, I want people, if you want and you're out there, to donate, pick up your phone, text CHILDHOOD to 50300. ISPCC will receive a minimum of 360 out of the €4 that you donate, and the service provider is like charity. And you can check it out at ispcc.ie/harmony. Why harmony? Because Irish Women in Harmony are back yet again. You spoke to me a few weeks ago about this, but I thought it only right and fitting that we would do a special version of this on the show today. So what have you got for me? Together at Christmas?
Acoustic version. We've got a lovely acoustic version that we're going to do for you right now.
I'm loving this. Thank you so much. And have a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you so much. Happy Christmas.
All is calm, all is bright. Silver bells ring in the city. It's beginning. Deck the halls with holly. What a beautiful sight. Oh, we're happy tonight.
All I want for Christmas is you. In one more sleep, that's when my dreams come true. So let it snow, I'm driving home to get to you. I know tonight Santa's on his sleigh. Though it's been said many times, I just can't wait to be together at Christmas.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? Waiting underneath the mistletoe. We'll be rocking around on Christmas Eve. Everywhere you go.
together at Christmas.
Irish Woman and Harmony, that is Together at Christmas. It is Fergal Darcy with you through the afternoon, and we are celebrating a very Irish Christmas. No matter where you are in the world, we're asking you to send your messages out to your loved ones. Record a little voice note, send it in to us at 0874 100 102.
Hey Ferg, Merry Christmas. Just wondering if I could say hello to my brother Cian and his partner Alberto. They were hoping to come back to Ireland from Mexico for Christmas, but instead they're spending the holidays with Alberto's family in Guadalajara. Love and miss them both, from Fionnuala and Elaine in Cork. Thank you.
Fergal, what a great idea, man. Colvin and Carlo here. Just want to wish my daughter Sophia Rose O'Brien, who's 8 years of age, I want to wish her a happy Christmas. I won't see her, and Daddy loves you very much.
Keep your messages coming in to us. We've got special guest True Tides on the way very shortly here on Today FM.
Dermot and Dave
on Today FM.
This sounds rocking out. This morning has broken.
Loving that. The Glencore Collective featuring Phil in it. Old Town, a charity single for the Simon community, featuring Green from Fontaines, Gemma Dunleavy, Glenn Hanser, Jesse John Heffernan, and Lisa O'Neill, Liam O'Wanley, Shane McGowan, and Richie Egan, who you'll know as Jape. Loving that. I am delighted to have in studio the brilliant True Tides, and they're about to take it away. One of their biggest singles of the year, peaking at number 7 in the Irish charts. It's Survive.
Open up the door, step into the storm. Maybe you were born meant for something more. Maybe you could stay, drifting through your day. Take the easy way, don't let it fade. Cause living a life with it in heartache, and like a smile you cannot fake. Everyone feels the dissonance in your eyes. Nobody's got to pull the punches. This is a fight you have to take. Baby, it's a hard way, hey, yeah. So get up, the wall you're fizzing. Get up, the wall you're night. Get up, through your darkest moments. You will survive, the wall you're fizzing. Get up, the wall you're night. Get up, through your darkest moments. You will survive. You say if it kills you, what's the point in stronger? Maybe we could stay here just a little longer. Looking through the glass where we were safe from harm, yeah. Just like anybody else, it shoulda, coulda, woulda. Living a life with an in heartache, and it can smile you cannot fake. Everyone feels the dissonance in your eyes. Nobody's got to pull the punches. This is a fight you have to take. Maybe it's a hard way, yeah. So get up, the wall you're fizzing. Get up, the wall you're night. Get up, through your darkest moment. You will survive, the wall you're fizzing. Get up, the wall you're night. Get up, through your darkest moment. You will survive. Get up, get up, get up. 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 1, 2, 3. Get up, the wall you're fizzing. Get up, the wall you're night. Get up, through your darkest moment.
It is Today FM. We're celebrating what it means to be Irish at Christmas. And I have got True Tides in studio. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. Happy Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah, happy Christmas to you guys too as well. This is the big Christmas show. We're celebrating the spirit of Christmas and it's called A Very Irish Christmas. So even though we're here today with True Tides, we've got Keane, we've got Connor, but we don't have Owen. And that all kind of features in with the element of what this show is about, is that we can't all be together, but we still be together by being apart. And a big shout out to Owen, who's at home, yeah?
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he normally phones it in anyway, so you know, it's kind of fun that you know, he's not here. So.
I'm only joking, he's the best. We love you, Owen.
What does it mean to be Irish at Christmas time to True Tides?
Oh, well, to True Tides, I mean, there's so many things, but like for sure, Christmas Eve pints down
Christmas
the local.
Eve
that's definitely
local.
A big one we look forward to. But yeah,
what it,
I'm
be,
sure
what it means to be from Cork is spiced beef sandwiches on Christmas
spiced
Eve.
Spiced beef all the way. Cork yeah. representing.
I've never had a spiced beef sandwich.
Oh, man, we got to sort this out. We got to get like some
they
Tom Durkin's.
Amazing.
English Market in Cork. You got that's the only place to get your spiced beef. We're doing it for. We got to sort you out, man.
Yeah, we're going to try this out. We're going to try it out. Now, listen, you guys have had a hell of a year. Kicking in earlier on the year with Survive, headed straight into the top 10 of the Irish, peaking at number 7. Love this. And what a song. Even though this song was written well before the whole lockdown thing, this was a very relevant song this year.
Yeah, it was just so crazy the way it connected. I mean, like, I wrote that song during the Beast from the East when, you know, the country was kind of locked down due to snow. Very different circumstances, but similar in many ways. And yeah, I guess the message for me, I was going through something at the time and I was struggling to even get out of the bed. And get up. I was literally saying it to myself, you will survive. And that's kind of where the song came from. And I think maybe we decided the December before in 2019 that we were going to release in March. And as things all kind of kicked in like that, we were like, oh my God, I hope people don't think we wrote this song, you know, in the middle of a pandemic, which we didn't. But I guess, you know, the message of that really seems to have connected with people. We got so many lovely messages from people and it meant the world to us.
Now, aptly followed by Breakthrough Silence. And I have to mention about this song, this is another song too as well, which had featured in your sets before. So there was no intention with this, but this is the perfect song, I think, for what we're talking about today, and that is the fact that a lot of people, you know, are been together by being apart. People all over the world, and they're sending the messages into the show here today, and they're saying that I want to say hello to this person from there. I'm not going to make it home this Christmas. That kind of resonates with me. So I do think that the theme of your songs is very relevant to what we're doing on the show. And I do think, is there anyone out there that you want to say hello to that you know you mightn't see this Christmas because everything that's going on?
Well, yeah, our brother
is in Finland. So we'd like to say hello to himself and Elaine. Yeah, they can't make it back this Christmas either. So yeah, be good to give them a shout out, and it'd be great to see Mom and the family at Christmas as well, because we haven't seen her for a while either. So
from a distance.
I love the way everything turns into music.
Social
with True Tides.
Always.
Connor and Keane are here in studio, and nearly every time they talk, it's almost. It's in harmony. But speaking about harmonies, congratulations, you're on Cover Nation with a cover version of Watermelon Sugar. Absolutely fabulous a cappella version of that. That is amazing. Where do you guys get the energy to do all this stuff?
Well, I did a bit of an arrangement on that recently, which I'm pulling my hair out trying to do it. But I think it sounded pretty good in the end. It was fun to do. It was a great project. I think that was one of the cool things, actually, about with what's going on at the moment. You're kind of... you're kind of forced to innovate a bit and try different things. So I thought it was a really cool.
But yeah, we've been singing in harmony.
Oh yeah,
since we're well used kids to it, as well. Like so, yeah. So it's kind of like just part of what we do. And then, yeah. You know, as Connor said, like when everything was locked down, the music industry, obviously, it's been a really tough year for people in the arts and stuff. But yeah, for us, it forced us to just look at what we do and focus in more on that and doing harmony videos like that. That's who we are as well, you know. So,
well, you've definitely been one of the Irish bands that has really stood out for me this year. The live stream is going to be on the 28th of December. That's coming from the Cork's Kino. Do check that out and get tickets to it if you can. This time last year, you guys were at 135 piece youth orchestra in Cork in December. It's so different to think this year things have changed so much, but we will get to those times again. I wish you well, and I wish you every success in the music industry. Have a wonderful new year, and I know it's going to happen to you. Thanks so much for joining me today, True Tides.
Many happy Thanks. Returns to yeah, you and your you. Family and everyone at Today FM.
Christmas. Oh, I can't wait to see those faces. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down the line, and it's been so long, but I will be there. Christmas. Driving home for Christmas. Top to toe and tailbacks. Oh, I got red lights all around. Soon there'll be a freeway. Get my feet on holy ground. So I'll sing for you. Though you can't hear me when I get through. Oh, and fear you near me. Driving in my car. Driving home for Christmas. Driving home for Christmas. Thousand memories. I take a look at the driver next to me. He's just the same. Just the same. Top to toe and tailbacks. Oh, I got red lights all around. Soon there'll be a freeway, yeah. Get my feet on holy ground. So I sing for you. Though you can't hear me when I get through. Oh, and feel you near me. Driving in my car. Driving home for Christmas. Driving home for Christmas. A thousand memories. I take a look at the driver next to me. He's just the same. He's just driving home. Driving home. Driving home for Christmas.
Beautiful from True Tides. A special thank you as well to our wonderful engineer, Gavin Blake, back in action. And so lovely to see you there as well, Gav. Now, we have been asking you to send in your messages of who you want to say hello to because it's a very Irish Christmas. And you have been sending in loads to 0874 100 102.
I'd love to do a big shout out to my sons, Aaron and Kieran, down in Killarney. I'm driving up to Ballardreen in Roscommon to pick up my 82-year-old father, Leo, to finally have a Christmas and time together. And I wish everyone a really happy Christmas.
Just a quick message to all the members of the Irish Defence Forces serving overseas this Christmas with absolutely no leave and a 6-month tour to complete without seeing friends, family and loved ones for the Christmas. Always in our thoughts. Happy Christmas to all of them.
Very important message to give too as well. A big shout out to those guys. Keep up the great work you're doing. Up next in the show, Mary Black joins us for something very special.
The last word on Today FM with Matt.
It is Today FM, and it's a very Irish Christmas, and I'm delighted to bring my next guest on the line, Mary Black. Mary, how are you?
I'm great, Fergal. How are you?
I'm in great form. A happy Christmas to you and all the family.
The same to you,
Cliff. It's a strange Christmas, and as you know, today's show is all about the fact that a lot of people aren't going to get home, but we're celebrating those people, and we're celebrating the fact that we can still celebrate being together whilst being apart. And I'm about to play a wonderful version of No Frontiers that you did for Mel and the Man, along with Roisin Oh, Cliona Hagan, Wallace Bird, Loa, Brona Gallagher, Mairim Wainig and Muireann Nic Eolaithe as well. This is a fabulous version of this song. It was for Women's Aid, but this song is one of those songs that, you know, it can mean anything to anyone, really.
Yeah, it seems to have struck a chord with people of all ages, because, I mean, my gigs now, while a lot of the people would be probably my own age group, etc., but now I feel that young girls, particularly girls, but mixed people coming to the gigs of a younger age and singing the song at the top of their voices. So it obviously connects with all kinds of people, and that's what makes it special, I think. It's a Jimmy McCarthy song. Oh, it's traveled the world with me, Fergal, you know, and it's always in the set list.
It's essentially saying no matter how bad things are, mm-hmm. there'll always be happiness at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, and how you can see beauty in the smallest little thing. You know, sometimes we put ourselves under terrible pressure. You know, we don't want to have what everyone else wants. And especially nowadays with young people, when they see online people posting, being here, doing this, buying that, whatever. And it puts terrible pressure on. But really, especially this year has kind of brought it to the fore, because we have managed without all the real trappings of shopping and all the things that you think you want and that you think you need, but you don't need. And we all managed fine without all that stuff this year. And it makes us think about how precious the world is and how we have to look after it. And the world got a chance to breathe, the actual planet, you know, because there were no cars on the road, there was no airplanes in the sky. So all those things, I connect with that song in a way, if you look for it, you know.
When you heard that for the first time, you knew instantly that was going to be a hit for you. Released in 1989, the album No Frontiers, 56 weeks in the Irish top 30. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, them were the days, Fergal. yeah. Well, I mean, the album was huge. It was a great time. I suppose I was at the height of my career. In fact, around the 90s would have been the height, but that was the beginning of it. No Frontiers was what brought me abroad, brought me to America, to Japan, to Australia. That album opened doors for me like you couldn't even imagine.
Following that, of course, 1992, A Woman's Heart, along with Eleanor, Dolores, Sharon, Francis and Maura. Now, that's just been released on vinyl after 28 years. You must be delighted.
Yeah, there's just a huge excitement about it being released on vinyl. You know, I think for me, it was all about vinyl when I started out. So that's how long I've been kicking around. And it's the whole ritual of putting it in the player and it's going around and the needle is making the sound, you know. And of course, the cover makes it special too, because you can really, that's what I used to love about getting a new, you know, an LP back in the day, because you'd spend hours going through the cover and looking at the pictures and there's information and all that, which you don't get with sort of Spotify or anything like that.
Yeah, the inlay card. I've spent years doing that kind of stuff, just going through albums, inlay cards. Now, what I like about this is the album's profound success had an amazing effect on Irish people, and particularly Irish women. And last Sunday, they aired After A Woman's Heart on RTE, which is all about kind of like the effect the album had, but also the personal experiences that have happened since that album, you know, and you're talking about a time where there was divorce referendums, marriage equality referendum, all sorts of stuff happened in society over the past few years.
Yeah, the changes in the world since the time we recorded that album have been huge, and especially for women, you know. Don't forget, we come out of a time that, I mean, when I hit my teens in early 20s, women still, a lot of people in civil service, for example, had to leave work when they got married. I mean, that had just changed around the time I was in my early 20s. So, like, women, there was a lot of inequality there. And more than that, I think, as you say, the divorce referendum happened. And again, the song The Woman's Heart became a bit of an anthem, you know, because, well, men and women were obviously involved with the divorce, but I think there was a feeling of freedom. And then, of course, the gay marriage thing and all that. You know, I think women have found their strength over the years and their voice. But that was the first real song that spoke to them like that. You know, and that made us a body of people that could be tight, you know.
Mary, I have to ask you, what does it mean to be Irish at Christmas to you?
Well, it's always been about family. That's it, you know. I mean, for me, that's what it's about, family coming together, meeting up with friends, of course, as well. But, you know, it's the simple things that make it special. And I know this year is going to be tough. It's tough on so many people for different reasons. And coming together is going to be more difficult, and we'll continue for another few months. I hope it won't be more than a few months. I've never been prouder than I am of my three kids, and I love to see them involved in the music. It's fantastic.
Well, listen, my love to all the family, and thank you so much for taking the time out to talk today.
Okay. And you too, Fergal. Take care now.
If life is a river and your heart is a boat, and just like water, baby, baby, born to float. If your life is a wild wind, blows way on high, then your heart is a million diamonds of fire. Heaven knows, no frontiers.
in your eyes. Fanund gefeiner ganas grin yati de Agis kanin nida Gedar gondon nia Queen agus genuint Ira mordon
In your eyes faint as the singing of a lark Somehow warmer for the spark, warmer for the spark.
To hold still the day when fear loses grip and heaven has its way. Large day.
Quijanta na Kalini Galerato Aaron Clarshaw and Kyanshaw Nola Conaiv. That is absolutely beautiful. I love the bilinguals in that. Here's the crack. It is a very Irish Christmas, and it's all about you sending messages home to people that you mightn't see. If there is any messages you want to send in, by all means send them into 0874 100 102. Still to come on the show, we've got Codeline, Riptide Movement, Lyra, we've got Gavin James, Leah Hart, just to mention a few. Stay tuned for that.
Fergal Darcy on Today FM.
It is a very Irish Christmas on Today FM, and I'm delighted to have this lady on the line. She is just astounding. Lyra, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you keeping, love?
I am in great form. Now, since I spoke to you last, you know, and in fairness, the first time I think I met you was Electric Picnic. And then after that, you had the success of Falling on Grey's Anatomy. Mother went viral all over Spotify. Now you got New Day. And this fabulous song that you've had at the moment, The Magic of Christmas. Tell me about this song.
I was at home, actually, over in England at the time, and I was thinking, oh, God. You know, I hope that I am going to make it home for Christmas. And I was thinking about, like, how special it is to be with the ones that you love around this time. And then I was thinking about, randomly, two Christmas decorations who are in love, but they only get to see each other Christmas time because that's the only time they come alive.
Is that not the nicest? Tree. Is that not the cutest little story ever? Like,
I know, I was like, if I had money, I would definitely get a little cartoon
kind of video made of it, but I was like, too expensive. I'll just cut that. I'll go into Mitchell's home cave. I kind of just sat down one day and I was like, I want to write something Christmassy. I love Christmas so much. So I just flagged that down, wrote it in a day and said I wanted to share it with the world.
Now, the single is out there. I cannot urge people enough to get this, because not only will you get the brilliant song that is The Magic of Christmas, which you need to check out online at Mitchelstown Cave, but also you will get a cover of Stay Another Day by E17, Walking in the Air. I don't think Alan Jones sings it as good as you sing it, Lyra. And and Merry Christmas Everyone as well, which kind of left to centre. But in fairness, the version of Walking on the Air is amazing on there.
Thank you so much. I was like, how do I cover this? I was like, fuck it, I'll just go in and just start singing whatever comes to my mind, and kind of just came up with that, because I love that song myself as well. It's so Christmassy.
You are the queen of Christmas, because in the post here, everyone received a Lyra snow globe and we were all delighted. It has pride in place on top of my computer, it has. But actually, I love it. Even when I saw it, I went, oh my God, why don't more people make the effort? You know, I was like, just saw this little snow globe, and you're styling it in it too as well, which is always you. You are known for your brilliant costumes.
You know what? That picture in the snow globe is me in my spare room, dressed to the nines, up against the wall, and I just took the photo on my camera. That is what the snow globe picture is.
Is that actually what happened? And then somebody photoshopped it, obviously.
One of the girls from MCD, who is like amazing at all this art stuff, I kind of just sent her a template and was like, I really want to turn this photo into this, and she literally just nailed it, and I was like, thanks so much.
God, she really did. Now listen, come here, what does it mean to be Irish at Christmas time to you?
Being Irish in general life just means everything to me, because everyone seems to love us, which is great. And I love that we can't pronounce our THs. That makes us so unique. And at Christmas time, it's so special. I actually was lucky enough to be up in Dublin last week filming, and I was walking around Temple Bar with my takeaway hot whiskey, and I swear to God, I was literally welling up with tears. I was just like, it's just such a lovely place to be. Everyone's so friendly, so warm. I don't know, everything, just the feeling of being home for Christmas is just magical.
You have been quite an inspiration to quite a couple of young women around the place. Now, I know you're involved actively with Irish Women in Harmony, but with your own music in particular. And what I always find amazing about your story, Lyra, from any time we've spoken before, is that in the early days, when you kicked off first as being a solo artist, you know, the big labels were kind of saying to you, oh, dye your hair, and oh, I don't know about the voice now, and all this. But you have owned that. And you've this particularly powerful voice. Would you give any advice to young people that are out there? Would you tell them to kind of, you know, do you, or what would you say?
I massively would. Like, it's a really like point that I would get across to anyone who asks me for advice, is like, you can't be anything but yourself. And by trying to be someone else, you're just not being true to your music. And, you know, it will shine through at the end if you are trying to be something that you're not, because, you know, I couldn't have kept going and tried to be this pop star that they wanted me to be, with this pronouncing my THs and like really dulling down my voice. You know, at the end of the day, I would have cracked and I wouldn't have been anywhere. And I just naturally, that's just not the way I am. So I had to just go for who I totally was. And you know what, if they didn't want it at the end of the day, I suppose that was me just out, but I just had to stick with it.
The single is out right now at the moment. It's called The Magic of Christmas. Please check it out and keep an eye on Lyra, because you're going to see loads more of her. Lyra, thank you so much and have a happy Christmas.
Oh, thank you for having me. You're so special to me. I love being on your show.
And from that single, here's Walking in the Air.
I'm holding very tight.
from Lyra. She can do no wrong in my eyes. What a fabulous Irish artist. Definitely one to watch. Oh, absolutely golden. I'm an emotional wreck on this show today. 0874 100 102 to get in contact. Loads of messages. See, people are sending in for their loved ones. Here's a sample.
Hi, Ferg. This is Johnny O'Sullivan here in Atlanta, Georgia, from Bantry, County Cork. Calling in to send in a message for my family in Bantry. I'll say it again. Merry Christmas, everybody. In Skihana, and Mom and Jerry as well, in Drimaleague, and we'll see you next year.
It's Angela Collins. I'd like to give a big shout out to Shirley, Sandra and Frida in London in lockdown. My brother with them in London as well, Mark. My brother Alan in Italy, he's also in lockdown. My sister Hilda in Ballina. And my other sister, Linda, in Carlow. Also, my husband, Richard, and my two kids, Aidan and Alice. Have a great Christmas, and we'll see you all on Zoom on Christmas morning.
This is a shout out to my sister, Linda Sikeu, who's on the Greek island of Ios. So Linda and Andoni cannot come home this year. So we just want to wish her a very happy Christmas, and we love you lots, and hopefully see you soon.
Loving your messages. Keep them coming in to me at 0874 100 102, or you can email fergal@todayfm.com. And speaking of Lyra, the last time I saw her perform live, she was supporting a wonderful gentleman called Gavin James, who joins me on the show next.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. On today.
You know, I've been working on Today FM for the past 5 years, and I don't think I've had a more special show. I am unbelievably emotional today. Getting all sorts of reactions to as well to our lineup here and some of our guests. Before I introduce our next guest, lovely message that came in here from Megan in response to Lyra's version of Walking in the Air. Have a listen to this.
Fergal, Lyra's version of Walking in the Air literally has me in tears. My sister's in Canada for Christmas, and she's due her baby in a few days' time. It's her first time I'm going to be an auntie, and the snowman's a huge part of our family. So that's really nice to hear. It's lovely. Merry Christmas to you and everyone.
That single, once again, if you want to check it out, the EP The Magic of Christmas by Lyra, well worthwhile checking it. And the last time I saw her, she was supporting this guy in the Three Arena, or the Point Depot, as we all call it. And this is a very special recording that Gavin, his crew, his wonderful, wonderful crew, sent down to me from the INEC. It was only recorded the other night. And this is his brand new single, Man on the Moon. I'll be chatting to Gavin right after this, but have a listen to this beaut.
So lonely, you could see on the news that everyone loved him, but he never knew. Reminds me of someone, somebody like you. So don't you get lost in all of that space. Just gather your tears up and throw them away. And we will remember the man on the moon, how we look down at the world like one big balloon. But I want you to see, so won't you fly away with me until all the lanes and avenues they fade till all of the world is green and blue, and all the stars and moon. I'd still love you like I always do. Like I always do. man on the moon. He was so lonely, he could see on the news that everyone loved him, but he never knew. Reminds me of someone, somebody like.
Gentlemen, I cannot wait to bring on my next guest onto A Very Irish Christmas. With over 1.5 billion streams, 5.6 million monthly listeners on Spotify, sold out arena tours, the one, the only, the amazing, the brilliant Mr. Gavin James. Gav, how are you, sir?
How's the crack? How are you? No, I'm grand.
I mean, happy Christmas to you. You've got a brilliant song out at the moment called Man on the Moon. And what I like about this song, Gav, right, for me, it's about kind of desolate loneliness. And I just like it because it kind of draws in the way a lot of people would have felt this year.
Yeah, I guess. I was trying really, really hard not to write anything about this year. Exactly, because who wants to listen to a song in 10 years about 2020? Like the worst thing ever. So I wrote this because I was looking after the people that you care about the most. And kind of an uplifting, lonely song, really, is what it is. But it's 2.5 minutes of that. So, it's real... little sweet little short song.
That's a beautiful song, and I'm going to play a version of this song, which came from a gig that you did in an INEC in Killarney, which is a streamed gig. Now tell me about this, because it's interesting. You've done something that a lot of other people haven't used this technology. It's kind of the same as the WWE. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, it was the Thunderdome, I think. My manager and me had seen it online. Big Thunderdome thing in the WWE, where there's like thousands of people watching from Zoom, so they're pretty much like front row seats in Zoom, and everybody can see themselves from the cameras. Like,
so instead of singing out to the audience, you're actually singing into a massive screen, which is you turned the opposite direction.
Pretty much. I had two little setups. I had a mic behind me and a mic in front of me, so I was playing this show like on the stage where everybody could see themselves in the screen behind them, so it was people like from Brazil and people from all over the world that could see their, like, it was really nice to look back at, because you see people's reaction, but they're all just like enjoying it and buzzing. It was kind of like everybody felt kind of connected as if it was a gig, and a lot of people kind of knew each other in it, and they were texting each other during it, and it was really cool. It turned out it was the most giggy kind of live stream gig that I've done this year, so that's nice.
Do you know, I have to say this, Gav, right? 2020 has shown everyone one thing. Gavin James will find a way. I mean, you were the first guy to go ahead with, you know, kind of say, right, whatever I can do, come on, we'll jump on, we'll do stuff for charity. What can I do? We'll have driving gigs. Then they wouldn't let you do that. What we do? We'll go to the INEC, we'll have a big thing. And in fact, a lot of people's last live gig would have been your sold out show in the Point Depot.
Yeah, that was the last one that I did any, of course, anyway. I mean, it could have been a year, like all my crew and all the lads have been with me since Whelan's in 2012, stayed with me the whole time, so it could have been a year where I don't see any of them. I was so lucky that I got to see everybody this year, and I got to do gigs and everything, and I got to do shows, and we felt like we were kind of still at it this year. So it was nice to kind of finish off in the INEC and have the whole crew and have everybody there and finish off on a high.
For me, I think it's that family atmosphere that, you know, when you see that, you realise it's not just one person, it's that person and their family, which I really enjoy about your music, Gav. Yeah. And it's evident there. And one of the songs that was evident for in the Point Depot was Only Ticket Home, which is a fabulous tune. And I think this is quite relevant for the show that we're doing today, because we're talking about the people who can't make it home for Christmas. Yeah. Only Ticket Home, beautiful song.
Cheers, man. Thanks.
People always sing along to at your gigs. And when they sing along to it, you feel like it's anthemic. You feel like you're Irish when you sing along to this.
That's the most Irish. I remember having the verse for that song. I had the verse for about 2 years, and I couldn't finish it. I couldn't figure out what the chorus was. And I was in studio in London, and I had a few pints. Went in, and I was just like, hey, la, 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 la. I was just trying to make the most raucous kind of live sort of sounding song. it was pretty much built for live, and... Yeah, I think the one in Tree Arena actually lasted about 25 minutes.
it was amazing, because to fill in listeners who mightn't have been there, although I'd say a lot of them were, is you literally legged it off the stage and came the whole way around to the back. And it was amazing! Nobody was expecting it.
It was bananas. You know what happened, though? I actually got lost on the way back to the stage. That's why it took me about like 10 minutes to get back to the stage.
Well, you wouldn't be the first man to get lost in the Point Depot.
Proper final tap. Like, I went out the side door where all the vans come in, and I was like, this is not the stage. Not the stage.
Could you imagine that moment, though? Like, you know, listen, you think you're going back out on the stage, and you end up in the car park, and you're like going, oh, la, 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 la.
I heard everybody in the arena outside, and I was like, yeah, it's classic, and you hear that, but then you have to find the stage. It was great. It was gas, yes.
Well, listen, come here, Gav. It has been a pleasure having you on. Before I let you go, What is the meaning of an Irish Christmas to you, Gav?
Live the way I've lived in London and I've been away for Christmas and I've never really... I've always been sure I didn't have much to do with Christmas. So, I mean, I always say my mom and dad's Christmas Eve and I still do the whole thing. Me and my sister, then my mom and dad, and we still kind of go downstairs and like wait at the door. And then have like the proper Irish breakfast and then have everything. This year will be a lot different though. But yeah, that's kind of what it is for me. It's kind of just...
Yeah, I love it. And it's a really lovely sentiment to be with your parents. Listen, Gav, I wish you all the best for 2021. Thank you so much for being so given with your time. And thanks for coming on today.
Can we take the long way home? Cause moments like this are hard to hold on to. I know it's not easy on your own. When the pieces don't fit, well, that's all we've ever known. And so I'll be holding on to you if it's the last thing that I ever do. Be my only ticket home when I need to feel a heart I know, so we will never be alone. So you'll be my only ticket home. Oh, I've been away for so long. Like I'm the ghost in your bed, but that never keeps you warm. I'm so sick of happy sad songs. Guess they don't work like they used to. They don't mean a thing without you. So you'll be my only ticket home. To find a heart I know, so we will never be alone. So you'll be my only ticket home. Be my only ticket home. Can we take the long way home? 'Cause moments like this, I had to let them go. Turns out I broke the desk there. Apologies about that. Absolutely beautiful here on Today FM. That is Gavin James's only ticket home. I want to dedicate that especially to Pat and Mary today, who were tuned into the show and love the show. As I said, it's all about your messages home, and I have got quite a few messages to get through, which I want to play out a few of them right now. Apologies there for messing up the desk, but I won't do that again. Have a listen to some of these. Some people want to say hello to some loved ones.
Hi, Ferg. Siobhan here in Mullingar. I just want to give a big shout out and happy Christmas to all my cousins around Ireland. That's the Tierneys, the Ryans, the Conways and the Clancys. Love you all and hope to get to see you sometime in 2021. And Ferg, thanks a million for everything. Fantastic show. Big hugs.
My name is Belle. I just want to say Merry Christmas to two of my best friends from Wexford, Zach and Maisie. And I was meant to see them at New Year's this year, but I can't now because of the lockdown. So I can't wait to see them next. From Belle.
Hi, Ferg. Siobhan here in Mullingar.
Don't you worry, Belle. You will get that chance again very, very shortly, as will you, Siobhan. 0874-100-102 to get in contact. It's still to come. I got music on the way from Snow Patrol. We're celebrating a very Irish Christmas. And, of course, Leah Hart joins us next as well for a brilliant Christmas song. The last word. It is a very Irish Christmas here on Today FM. I'm delighted to have our next guest on with us on Spotify. She has 70.1 thousand streams, 14.9 thousand listeners, and she is popular in 67 countries. The one, the only, Leah Hart. Leah, how are you?
Hey, thank you so much for having me on, Fergal. I'm a massive fan of your show.
Well, we're a massive fan of you here on the show. So Older Has Been Flying. This is a beautiful song. This is a song about wanting every part of love, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Yeah.
And the fun parts
think,
as well.
Yeah, exactly. I think there's so many songs that talk about, not in a bad way, talk about all the great parts of love, but it's just about like being young and wanting everything and wanting to experience it all with one person and keep it then as you like grow up in life and as you experience new things. That's really what Older is about.
Now, you're one of the Irish artists that I've noticed has really and truly emerged over the past year. Now, it's a tough year to break it. I'd say you are dying to get out and go touring now, because
I literally cannot wait. My God.
you're no stranger to the stage. You were involved in stage schools, talent shows when you were younger. Of course, performing gigs in the stables as well. We'll give you that. But you need a bigger audience now, Leah. You need a bigger audience now.
Definitely. I'm just dying to get on and just play live, like, anywhere. I'll do anything at this stage, honestly, because it's been a lot of, like, Zoom calls and, you know, stuff through the internet, which is great at the moment. It's all we can do. But, like everyone, I just cannot wait to get going again in 2021.
So it has been a strange year, and I guess this is the big Irish Christmas show for us, and we wanted to ask you, you know, what does it mean to be Irish at Christmas time for you, Leah?
I'm the oldest of seven. I have no little siblings, so I suppose just spending time with them is a massive thing to me. Like, we're quite a musical family. We love having our karaoke nights around Christmas time and sitting around playing the piano and doing stuff like that. That's kind of what we do. That's our traditions around Christmas. And watching all the Christmas movies, I suppose, as well, is something that we do a lot on Christmas Eve and leading up to Christmas, and having the fire lighting and just spending time together and playing music. And that's what our Christmas entails, really. So
God, I'd love to be in that house. Imagine having seven kids in there, and you've been the eldest as well. Now, lads, you have to do what I say because I'm the oldest. But imagine, what are we going to say? Oh, I think we should sing another one of mine. This is You Make It Feel Like Christmas, and you over there, you can sing the vocals this time.
Yeah, my 7-year-old brother loves singing the vocals. He says, my turn now to sing, not you, Leah.
Oh, I love this. I'm actually loving the idea. But listen, come here, I'm very proud of you. You've done an awful lot over the past year.
Thank you so much, yeah.
And I cannot wait to see you on the circuit. Your voice, as I always say to anyone whenever I play your music, I always say, this is the kind of music that you listen to loudly.
Yeah, it's one of the ones, like, in the car you have to blare. Like, you can't listen to it. You can't listen to it low, definitely not.
Well, you are a huge palmist for pop music in Ireland, I will tell you that. Listen, Leah, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today. And this is your song, You Make It Feel Like Christmas, on Today FM.
Thanks a million. A winter cold and my hand to hold is all you need to keep your body warm.
But all you need to know is even when you're far from home. Irish Christmas.
We wish you a merry.
When your wild and wacky cousin still thinks it's gas to ask everyone what time midnight mass is on it.
Happy Christmas from Today FM.
Some man, Derek.
Do you remember we traipsed around from pub to pound shop through Kentish town? Only a fiver to our name. The drunk on the doorstep had more to our shame.
Living over the offie had its trials. The fights all night out there and inside. Those stews that lasted 3 days into four.
And the dreaded bailiffs returned to our door.
But we stuck with each other with all our might. We pulled it together and held on tight.
And I'm glad for us. Yeah, I'm glad we're Cree, but it's nothing to anyone except you and me. There's ups and there's downs, but you're the one for all my life. My true love I have found. Yeah, you, my love, I've found.
I watch the moon cover the might of the sun.
The weird even light at a quarter past one. And I knew in my head, as I lay in our bed, you'd stay in my heart till the day I was dead. We killed each other,
then loved in time, and laughed till we almost cried.
Yeah, we cried as well when it all went to hell. And my heart, it broke till I swear I died.
But we stuck with each other with all our might.
We pulled it together and held on tight. And I'm glad
for us, yes,
I'm glad, McCree, but it's nothing to anyone except you and me.
That's Imelda May along with Lou Reed. Now, we have been playing that. An Irish flavour, I will give it that, but I will tell you this much, we have been playing All Irish, say, celebrating Irish music. That's the Kentish Town Waltz. Fabulous artist, Imelda May, too, as well. She was fabulous on the bus the other night in the Late Late Show, but I want to dedicate that especially to all the guys from Concert Deck, Bobby Vickers and all the crew. You guys are the hardest working guys in the world. You've had a horrible year, and I just want you to know that I hope that everyone out there appreciates the amount of smiles that you've put on people's faces over the years. That does not go unnoticed. Keep her rocking. A lot of lovely reactions coming into Imelda May's song. Neve's got in contact saying, Ferg, will you dedicate Leah Hart's brilliant song, You Make It Feel Like Christmas, to everyone who won't be home for Christmas, because it is a big virtual hug in song form. Yes, it is. What a beautiful song. And what a fabulous artist. Keep an eye out on Leah Hart. I expect huge things from her. And as I said, always listen to her music loudly. Now, we are talking about your messages home. So enough from me, and it's time to hear from some of the people that are out there sending in messages to us. Have a listen to this.
Hi, Fogold. Merry Christmas to our cousins, Charlie, Jules, Nicole, Lottie. We miss you. We'll see you in 2021.
Hi, Sean Shahan here from Fire East, County Kerry, living close enough to Paris. Just wanted to avail of this massive opportunity to send a big shout-out and hello, Happy Christmas to my sisters, Mary in Fermoy, who's got a birthday coming up tomorrow, and also Anne in Monaleen, County Limerick. Have a great Christmas, guys. We're thinking of you. You can't be there, of course, but we will see you hopefully on Zoom. Also, a special happy Christmas to my aunt Sheila, who's in Ashbur Lodge in Milltown, County Kerry, and all the residents and staff there who are doing a fantastic job altogether.
Some lovely messages coming in here. Keep those messages coming in to me at 0874-100-102. It is as simple as that. As I told you, this show, it's called A Very Irish Christmas. It's all about Irish music, and it is all about celebrating Christmas and what Christmas means to you to be Irish, and saying hello to those that you won't get to see this Christmas. I have still to come on the show, Mal from the Riptide Movement, and of course we'll be chatting Coda Line as well with some great tunes. We're on the way to the news desk right now. Keep those messages coming in. Joining me on the line, I've got Mal from the Riptide Movement. Mal, how are you?
I'm great, Ferg. How are you doing?
I'm in great form. Always great to have you on the show. Now, on November 20th this year, Guinness had a campaign with pubs across Ireland, and it was called hashtag Keep the Lights On. At 5 p.m, everyone turned on their lights on the 20th of November, and they used your brilliant song, Turn On The Lights. Now, that song had been around for a while beforehand.
We were delighted to be a part of the campaign, and our song was used. You know, it's a very hopeful message, particularly with the year we've had between lockdowns and the year of, like, no handshakes and no hugs, and, you know, all the business has been shut. So when Guinness contacted us and walked us through the campaign, we thought our song was perfect for it. It's kind of cool as well, because, as you said, the song was out.
If ever there was a time to release it, it's now, really, yeah.
I think that's the thing about songs, they kind of find their own way. That song itself, it started from other writers. I was on this writer's retreat about 5 years ago. Kat Williams runs it. She's like a Mercury-nominated artist. We kind of descend on this old building called the Convent, turned into a hotel now, and we have to write songs with each other. Each morning you're paired up with different writers or whatever, and then you kind of have a concert and everyone performs the songs. On that retreat, Kat was showing me this song on her iPhone, and it was called Same Time Every Year. I was telling the lads about it when I got back from the retreat. And then we were making our album over in Texas a few months later, and we were kind of finishing off the album, and Ted Huss, our producer, was saying it would be nice to have, he was looking for a particular type of song to kind of bookend the album, to finish it off, and he was asking us what were our ideas we had. We said, actually, we have this song that one of our friends wrote. She wrote with two other great writers, Josh Kuma and Joel Saracula, and we showed it to him, and he absolutely loved it. We recorded it out there in Texas, and then we got back, had a 70-piece gospel choir, Suso Gospel Choir. They came into Windmill Lane Studios, all 70 of them, and they sang on it. So there was a lot of good energy and a lot of good people on that song. And when we released it this time 4 years ago, we were sure it was going to be a Christmas hit. It was on our Ghost album, and it just didn't seem to take off like other songs on the album, like Elephant in the Room and Changeling. I mean, it took that journey from Kat Williams' iPhone through to Texas, through to Windmill Lane Studios, and was released, and it just kind of never connected. And then
has found a home.
Yeah, 4 years later. So it's amazing that a song, I think that's testimony to a great song that will always find its way. Turn On The Lights, the positivity of that message.
That's a phenomenal message. There is actually one question I have for you, and this is an important question. We've been asking people this all day.
Yep.
What it means to be Irish at Christmas time?
Just being together with family and friends. Christmas Eve for me, I always finish off picking up whatever presents. Well, I usually get all my presents on Christmas Eve, but kind of leave it to the last minute.
I'm the same.
So, and I do like that. Then just gone down to the local then on Christmas Eve and meeting friends that I might not have seen all year round, particularly friends that have emigrated and moved abroad, and they come back for that Christmas week. It's a lovely way to kind of go into Christmas Day, and then, yeah, I just spend it with family. We always like take a walk up along the Strawberry Beds, and it's just a beautiful part of Dublin, you know, so.
Well, it's a beautiful sentiment, I have to tell you. Yeah, it is very much so about family. Mal, it has been a pleasure chatting to you. Thanks so much for joining me, and best of luck to you and the guys in the Riptide Movement in 2021.
Nice and fair. Thanks so much.
There was a place for me, an empty chair waiting for me to take it. Expectations are so hard to wear, worrying about if I'll make it. I'm worried now if I'll make it. The best you can do is just try. Turn on the lights inside. Best you can do is just try. My feet are as cold as the long train ride, sitting alone.
It is Today FM, and we're celebrating a very Irish Christmas. My final guest, I'm delighted to have him on the line, Steve Garrigan from Codaline. Steve, how are you, sir?
Hey, Fergal. Yeah, I'm good.
You all set? Good. All set for Santa?
Just about. Would you believe I still got some shopping to do, which is a bit dodgy, but I'm going to brave the shops later on and try and get it finished.
I tell you, don't you just get for everyone? I got mine in the post the other day, One Day at a Time, fabulous Irish album, 84 million times it's been streamed online. And everyone needs it in their stocking this Christmas. It is a fabulous album, and I was delighted to get it in the post the other day. I was actually thrilled to have a physical hard copy of the album.
No problem, man. I'm really glad that you enjoyed it, and thanks for that little cheeky plug there, for everybody listening.
It has to be done. It has to be done. But listen, come here. It has been a tough year in the Irish music industry. You guys have announced an extensive UK and Ireland tour for 2021. But at this moment in time, the one thing I want to talk to you about, this must be Christmas. This new single you've brought out is perhaps one of the most heartstring tugging songs I've heard in a long time. It is a beautiful song.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, you know, I've always tried to sit down every year and write a Christmas song, and I've always given up. And I think what we're trying to do with this one is try and make a Christmas song that isn't cheesy, if that makes any sense. It's worked out well, and the response to it has been great.
It is beautifully produced. I'm going to play it in the next few minutes, but as you know, this show is called A Very Irish Christmas, and I got to ask you that crucial question before I wrap up with you, Steve. What does it mean to you to be Irish at Christmas time?
To be Irish at Christmas time for me, every other year except this year, because it's a strange one, but for me it would mean coming home, meeting up with friends that I haven't seen in a long time, like old school friends and stuff like that. People coming home from abroad and stuff, and celebrating with those nearest and dearest to you, having a pint or two if that's what you're into. And yeah, I mean, family, friends, pub.
That is what it is all about. Well, listen, come here. The album is out at the moment. It's called One Day at a Time. Go out and get your hands on it. Steve, thanks for taking the time out. And this is Codaline's Christmas single, This Must Be Christmas, on Today FM.
It was cold in the night on a long and dark December, and I'm drinking in the local bar alone. There's a man singing out, singing words I can't remember. Something about a tale of old New York. Pour another whiskey for the road, 'cause that's the only spirit that I know. Singing all this must be. With some guy, 'cause he said I kissed his sister. Might have done, I guess we'll never know. Some more another whiskey for the road, 'cause that's the only spirit that I know. Singing along.
for the road, 'cause that's the only spirit that I know.
What a beautiful song. This must be Christmas on Today FM, especially for Tony, for Claire and for Jim. We're on the way to collect Ellis at the moment. Hope that you're having a wonderful Christmas. It's all about sending messages to your loved ones, those ones that you mightn't see this Christmas. And thank you so much all day for sending in those messages to me.
Hey Ferg, Dee here. Christmas to me is gathering with my sisters, my brother and my mum. A few glasses of vino, lots of good food, a few board games and a lot of crack. Normally we have a gathering of all our cousins and everything, but this year obviously we can't, so next year we're going to bring it back bigger and better than ever. Looking forward to 2021 being a lot better, but can't wait.
Hi, this is Salty here. I just want to give a special shout out to my family, to Kev, Oisin, Cooper, Maisie and Ruby, and to all my musical friends who I'm missing so much this year, and I can't wait to see all you guys next year. Christmas to me is Christmas pajamas in front of a Christmas movie, drinking Baileys and eating lots of chocolate. Happy Christmas, Ferg.
And before I dip out of here to watch A Wonderful Life at Home or Total Recall, one or the other, I don't know, or Die Hard or one of these films, or Gremlins maybe, I don't know. I just want to dedicate this one especially to a couple of friends of mine, to the chef, You Are My Rock, to Aidan and to Eilish as well. Who I haven't got to see in so long. I love you guys very much, and I hope to see you when things free up a bit. And of course, to the wonderful Mr. Brendy Walsh, this one's for you guys. Enjoy Christmas, have fun.
Fergal Darcy.
Weekdays from 2
on Today FM.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.